puppies, wine, and snacks.
Woo, woo.
I'm Katie.
I'm Cotlin.
So the four shows we're going to be just chitty-chatting about today, Vanderpump Rules. We've got a new reunion episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of New York, and Southern Charm, which is giving me life.
I know. Is. It's so exciting.
I just think that we should move to Charleston and be best friends with Naomi.
I know.
That's all I want.
She's only a little.
I'll work at her parents' restaurants. I will bus tables. I just want to be friends with Naomi.
Just the vibes.
So Vanderpump Rules, this is all about the Tom progress party.
Correct. Yes. We have the shell of the Tom bar at this point, and now the two Toms want to show it off, so they invite all the cast to come over.
I really like that frozen shot thing that they had.
And it was the only machine in the U.S. I mean, that's pretty innovative.
I don't believe that, though.
Tom just made it up?
Yes. I think that Sandoval Lake was like, this is the only one. I'm sure that's what the guy told Tom Sandoval. So he bought it at that conference thingy in Las Vegas.
Right.
I was just like really marinating on how difficult it would be because it's like a popsicle.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I would enjoy just biting into a popsicle, though.
I think the way it kind of looked is like, you know, when you get like a little thing of sherbet or something like before, like to a palate cleanser. Mm-hmm. That's what it like looked like to me, that it was more soft than just like chunky.
Full disclosure with our snacks, we just watched the Southern Charm from last night. So I ate like everything. So thankfully, I will not be chomping in your ear.
That's okay. It's delicious.
So what did you think? Who's there? You know what? I did take notes on this. Oh, it's on my phone. That's where. So what did you think about the progress party?
Well, I mean, the progress party was fine. I mean, the progress itself, it was a good little showing. I did think there were a few little items that happened within the party that I thought were kind of hilarious. One being that, you know, Brittany shows up and she's talking to all the girls because her and Jax have not gotten back together. She's barely spoken to them. She's over it. And Sheena and her ways is like, oh, girl, you got this. You got, you know, you're beautiful. You got a
job.
She's
such a hard-on for their relationship. She just wants nothing more than them to not be happy because she knows that her and Rob are a sham.
No, totally. It's projection every day. But then she says, you got great, great boobs. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Sheena, you're so artificial.
She's a... It's hard for me to watch this whole Jax Brittany thing because it's like, yeah, Brittany, girl power. But then it's like, we know that her and Jax end up back together.
I know. And so I can't take it seriously. She's so passionate in these episodes now that hating him so much. And then I'm like, but you went back to him.
BS. BS.
Why? He's so horrible.
I have something stuck in my throat right now. I don't know what it is.
I just think Jax is a snot. Like the way that he was talking to Lisa when they were at the Tom party and she's like, I want to talk to you later. And he was like, oh, do you want me to leave now? Do you want me to leave now? I'm like, you are just digging yourself a little grave.
He's just so aggressive. And so we know after Watch What Happens Live that Jax doesn't take the job in Florida. And he said it's because his father passed away. And that was the only reason that he was going to take this job in Florida. I thought that was your dream job. Like, that is like sad and tragic that his dad passed away.
Of course.
But your whole storyline with Brittany was that this was your dream job.
Right.
And she was keeping him from taking this. And it's like, let's all just agree that there wasn't a job.
No, agreed.
There was no job.
And to like hold the apartment over the head about how he said that if they break up, we need to figure out this apartment situation. He doesn't want to leave the apartment. And then if he does, he's still going to live in the same building.
He's just so disgusting. There are so many people that I want off of their shows. And like, this show could go on without Jax.
I completely agree.
Like,
he's not really contributing anything at all except for just his own destruction.
I don't know. I saw somewhere on Instagram that he's like the highest paid cast member on Vanderpump because people love to hate him.
I could see it.
But I'm like,
he's more
agitating. This is like the Kim Zolciak, you know, where it's like,
true.
I'm so like, they're so delusional. I'm like so beyond
like
loving, hating them.
Right. There's no love, hate. It's just hate.
Well, because it's like sometimes, you know, like sometimes those people where it's like they bother you, but you get like a little bit of like, oh, you know, like I sympathize.
Yes,
like I get
right.
None of that because I think he's like a sociopath.
That's how I feel about James. Is like James will be like continuously.
He'll say dick stuff.
And then all of a sudden he like says a funny one liner or he cries. And I'm like, oh.
I know. I do feel bad when James cries too. Yeah, I think like James could easily take over like the Jack's role.
Totally.
Just have, whatever.
We kind of see that because, like, we'll get into it, but a little bit later, they pop over to Pump and after the Tom Tom party, and that's when, you know, James has a little sit down that's real quick. There, like, Ken gives him an envelope full of money. Like, yeah. He gets his jaw back.
It's like all come full circle. And
so
that made
true.
Me very happy.
I agree. But the funniest thing is he went over to his friends after it all happened and he was like, James Kennedy 1, Jax 0.
That's funny. Because they'll be cool, but there's still like that, like, competitiveness.
Exactly.
Speaking of money, I am like beside myself wanting to know, how did Schwartz and Sandoval each get an extra $25,000 freaking dollars to give to Lisa
it
and Ken?
It has to be Vanderpump money. It has to be Vanderpump
so
money.
That's, so now they've each given them $50,000.
Yep.
$50,000.
Like, Schwartz can't even buy real shoes, and he's giving $25,000 checks.
He wants real shoes, to be honest with you.
That is also true.
What was the other thing? I was watching, I listened to that Watch What Happens Live. I listened to the podcast when I'm driving to work and my, like, hellacious commute, so I get to, like, get caught up. So somebody asked Sandoval about their apartment, and they were like, oh, it's a dump, right?
Yeah.
And he was saying the reason that they're not moving out of their dumpy apartment, they could afford something nicer, but they don't want to until they find, like, the house that they're looking for, quote unquote.
So maybe they are closer to the house that they looked at than we thought.
No way. Well, also, Katie and Ariana calling themselves the Wags. I was like, ugh.
They wanted thrones. They wanted thrones in Tom Town.
I don't buy Ariana being all happy. Remember, she's like,
no, the first thing, do you see her face? She was like, how much is this check for? When she was asking Tom, he was like, $25,000.
So
we leave Tom Town, we go over to Pump, and
this is where it's getting messy.
Well,
they've done so many shots. Did you try to count how many shots that Brittany did?
At Pump?
Just in the episode of the one night.
I saw like at least four.
They were huge shots of tequila. Yeah. I'm like, this chick has like a hollow leg or something.
she loves her tequila.
So
well, she probably was because that's why she wanted to talk to Jax at the end of the night.
So this episode is the one where Stassi has Patrick there and Patrick meets Lisa.
So Patrick finally shows up when everyone is there.
Another disgusting one.
Never done this and met everyone at the same time sort of thing. So he shows up. He is awful.
You know what? This is what I want to know about Patrick. So he and Stassi have been together for, what, 4 years on and off?
Yeah.
I want to know what made him now want to all of a sudden come on the show. Because he's just coming out swinging his dick, like, thinking that he is Mr. What's What.
Yep.
And he was so disrespectful how he was talking to Lisa.
So bad.
Saying, oh, you have a nice ass. I've always thought you had a nice ass.
I only like it when you walk away.
Like, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. To say that to someone.
And it was, like, visibly making her feel uncomfortable. And to make Lisa Vanderpump, who's Queen Bee, uncomfortable, that was, like, irritating me. That was pissing me off.
I know. And, you know, they had the first conversation, and he said it a couple times to her, because apparently they had met when she was doing a round of radio shows in New York, Lisa. And so she wanted to see who Stassi's boyfriend was. So she, like, waved or whatever. And that was when he threw out that first one-liner. It's like, well, I like to see you leave. And then she thought that the first, like, interaction was really weird because Stassi, I guess, appeared to be super drunk and was, like, at a loss
for words.
She
couldn't even put together a sentence.
Right. And Lisa called her out. Was like, are you all right? And so that's when it was, like, all weird. So then Lisa goes up to them later to kind of, like amend the situation. And it gets even more awkward.
And it was just, like, so gross when Stassi was sitting there. She looked just like
out of it. Yeah.
Couldn't even talk. So Lisa was like, Stassi, you know, I just want you to have someone who's really good to you. Well, why are you saying that to her when I'm sitting right here? There was something. It was not playful.
No.
It was not silly. He was being super aggressive. So I'm like, so did you just come on the show just to be an ass? Because you're totally checked out. You don't want to date Stassi anymore. Obviously, they're not together. Mm-hmm. And you just want to, like, show your ass right now?
Probably.
Good for you, because nobody likes you now, Patrick.
No. And to make matters worse, I was appalled that when Lisa walked away, Stassi apologized to Patrick.
That's
I would have been like, why are you talking to my former boss this way?
Mind game. Ugh. That's crazy. Ugh. So the last thing that happens is Brittany talks to Jax about moving out, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then Lisa demands a resignation from Jax.
Yeah. She was like, I am done. I'm done. She's done with it. She thinks, and she said to him, she's like, I don't want to fire you because you will walk away and always play the victim. She's like, I deserve a resignation from you.
Totally.
So that's how that ended.
So what's going to happen the next episode? Did you write that down? I feel like I watched this episode like 10,000 years ago. So I'm kind of like, wait a minute, what happened?
I didn't write it down, but... Oh, no, we have the reunion. That was the last episode.
Oh, word. So, and this is when you can see... Oh, you think that they're going to do like the Jax Brittany engagement thing?
I don't think that they're engaged.
There is like this huge conspiracy online that they are going to reveal that they're engaged. I hope to God that they are not.
I hope not. They're not ready.
He's never going to be ready. He's a sociopath. He should marry himself. Yeah. Seriously.
Live in a house of mirrors.
Yeah, perfect. Haul his ass off to the circus. We'll just get you in the fun house. It'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
So, and then, so it'll be good. Reunion time. Ooh, yay. Yeah. Speaking of reunion, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Again, any shockers here that it was a snooze fest?
Oh. It does. It just makes you want to press fast forward.
Just like the stuff that they were talking about was just so blah. So they talk about Kyle's house being robbed.
Yes.
Which sucks.
I thought it was so sad because after they talked about it a little bit, Andy asked if she was thinking if they were still going to stay in the house. And she's like, I don't know. That makes me so sad because it's like you put in all this effort. Not that Mauricio doesn't have access to millions of houses, but it's just sad to be like, feel like you're not safe in your own home.
Yeah. And you have to like feel like that's your nest.
I know. And it's been violated. None of the stuff has been recovered.
Which is crazy to me. How? What are people? Do they just like steal it and they're just like hanging on to it? Because you know the people like flip that stuff so fast.
Black market.
Dark web.
Yeah.
It's somewhere. It's out there. I think it will turn up. I mean, Kim Kardashian stuff, most of it turned up.
Oh, well, that's good. I didn't
Well,
know
not
that.
Most. I don't think her engagement ring ever turned up, but gotcha. Her wedding ring, whatever one. But
I guess they probably repurpose it. And melt it down. Take the diamonds.
But not the
purses.
Yeah, I was going to say, not the Birkins. Going to repurpose that. So that sucks.
They did dabble into the fact that like in the season finale, Mauricio and Edwin had been talking about getting the system set up.
So that was Edwin's company.
Yes.
But it wasn't fully
correct.
Together.
But the company did alert them via text message when they were in Denver, Colorado, like on vacation. So it had gotten that far, but not far enough.
They
to
were
be,
in
like,
Aspen, Colin.
I know. They were in Aspen.
She's in, we were in Aspen. And I, you know what, though? I was happy that their dogs weren't there. I always think, like, my mind goes insane. Because I'm like, you know, what if someone, like, breaks into your house and your animals are there? You know, God knows, people are crazy.
I know, it's true.
So it's like, whatever.
That's a good point.
Stuff is stuff. Take the goddamn bags. Get out of here. You know, at least the animals were safe. I was very concerned about that.
No, that is true.
And super proud that Kyle has 5 dogs.
Yes.
So the other thing that we talked about during the reunion is the whole magazine thing. I was kind of shocked that everyone was like jumping down LVP's throat defending Dorit.
I know, after everything's happened.
Right?
I know. I guess it was the way that it unfolded, but I didn't really have that much sympathy for Dorit in the whole matter.
Oh no, because she's horrible. But I did understand what she was saying, that she like showed up. They said that they were just using her hands.
I know.
And then, like Erica said, like if you were like, well, can we just like reschedule this so I can have my people?
Sure.
I mean, the thing is like, I cannot feel so bad for Dorit because at the end of the day, she looked beautiful in those pictures.
I agree.
Even though, like, in that one part, she was like, I don't like it at all.
What was that voice?
Who was that?
I know. And you could see both sides, really. But either way, it was kind of like, I don't really care that much.
I know. This is, like, the theme of this season. I really don't care that much.
They really weren't. I mean, literally, there was not that much that went on. Aside from...
Was there anything that was like a big reveal? Anything that was like, shocking?
I did like when Camille was on because she's gone from the most hated housewife to like, Camille is here to slay this season. She was the only like vibrant one of the group. Wasn't even like a real cast member. And so the ball gag made it to the clubhouse. Did you see that?
That's huge. It's monumental even.
Camille was very impressed by that though.
I love that she wore it as a bracelet.
Yes. Hello.
Savage.
Hello.
And she no longer talks to Alison Dubois.
No, that was the big icebreaker.
Who low-key, I will randomly stalk Alison Dubois because she has these like super weird YouTube videos.
I think I said those to you. I love them.
She does these retreats that are in Arizona. Uh-huh. You can go there.
Well, I guess Alison has never, like Camille and her have not talked after like that season that she was on because she thought that Camille set her up.
Well, she was one that was acting like the butthead.
That's what said too.
I mean, did she set her up for a situation with a lot of people that were on the same show as her? Well, duh, that's why you were there. But you were the one that acted crazy.
Did she hand her the fake cigarettes?
God, that was great. That was like when no one smoked those e-cigs. She was a revolutionary.
Yeah. And those humongous drinks.
Yeah, that's where the party gets started. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I don't know, like, what else even so happened? Boring.
That was it.
Erica, like, check her for a pulse.
Oh, that was one thing, though.
Is she even going to be on next season? I'm going to look this up
right now. I think she will. I think maybe she has one more season in her.
Erica.
And then Andy will get mad at her. Because even Andy was like, so, Erica, we hear that it takes about $40,000 a month, you know, for your glam. And she's like, and he's like, wow. And she's like, why? I know people that spend like $100,000 a month. I'm like, okay, well, that wasn't the question.
She was not in it.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, wait, hold on. I think.
And that's the teaser for next
season. Yeah,
week,
I think
too.
She's going to be in the next season. She's talking about it in this article. I don't know. She's going to have to step up her game.
I don't think that the outfits can support Erica's role.
No.
You know, like.
There's only so much baby gooch that can carry you through it.
Like, that's really the only time that she shines is when she gives us outfits.
Is there one more of these?
Do we have
a
part?
Jesus. Is it a three-parter?
It is a three-parter.
Oh,
but
Lord.
That's why we see in the previews for next week that Erica is, like, finally, like, getting into the game.
Oh, because she's mad at Teddy, and then she pops off at Teddy. Okay, right. Cool.
I know. And
well, give me something.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
All right, let's talk about Real Housewives of New York. Also kind of boring.
Until the end, I guess.
There was a few highlights, like when Scott surprises Tinsley. So they're broken up, right?
Yeah.
And she's supposed to meet him in Chicago after Ramona's
Harry Bendel party.
Yep, Henry Bendel
party.
Henry. And Scott surprises her. And, like, could she have acted any more ridiculous?
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
so
girl,
dramatic.
You are thirsty for some Scott.
Gosh, she fell on the ground when
and she was
like, she opened the door.
I was just like, what are you doing? And then, like, calling every single person she knew on speakerphone. Her mom is like, so is Scott going to be there for Christmas? I'm like, this is so freaking awkward. They're not back together yet, Dale.
No, well, the flowers were thrown away.
Pull it together,
so
Dale.
So they are.
That was so creepy.
She's like, I've been keeping these flowers from Carol because she gave them to me when we broke up until we get back together. And they were all, like, dead. She's like, can I finally throw them away? And he's like, yes.
Man, she just really wants that rich husband. It's like he's like totally loaded and he's not a piece of garbage.
I know.
So she's like, I gotta make this work.
Right.
Ted Gunn. Ted Gunn. Tim Gunn, make it work. You're saying Harry Bendel. I'm saying Ted Gunn. It's Friday, y'all.
Yeah.
And then I guess like what was the other good part? Oh, and I was like very surprised that Carol.
The tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she like wants to call a truce to Countess Luann.
Yeah.
I thought that was super cool of her.
I know. I thought I was mature.
And very, I feel like Carol, like, I'm kind of like Carol in that sense where if there is, like, uncomfortable stuff, sometimes I just don't want to deal with it, and I'll just hang back in the cut, and I'll just let it all figure itself out.
Yeah.
But she was very proactive in just
after
being
4 years.
Yeah, that's true, after 4 years. But, like, very proactive in the sense that she was like, you know, there's been some uncomfortable stuff between us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be cool.
Right. But Luann's response, and she was like, well, not unsolicited. And
well, of course, like, Luann is going to be annoying, and she's going to just be a little combative because she's like, well, I really think that you should have texted me after Tom and I split up. And Carol's like, well, you didn't text me when Adam and I split up. Well, this isn't tit for tat. Girl, stop.
Exactly.
Like, this is just saying that I didn't text you because it wasn't genuine.
Yes, it's true. And it wouldn't have been.
Back. Can I just say something about Carol? I am, like, living for Carol's Carrie Bradshaw moment at the beginning of Housewives where she's, like, hailing the cab.
Oh, yes.
And then they showed that
actual
scene.
That's a great shot.
It is. It's very Carrie. Sex in the City.
Sure is.
Do it. Yeah, so that happened. And then Ramona has her party at the end.
Yes.
Where Bethany had given Sonia a little pep talk on how to effectively and concisely.
Right. And we kind of figured it out because with that conversation that Sonia and Bethany had, Bethany kind of broke it down. So now we understand that the reason that Sonia is so mad at Tinsley is because when Tinsley was invited into Sonia's home, opened doors, and then Tinsley was ragging on the house itself and, like, Sonia and the accommodations. And from there, she was like, well, if you have so much money, like, by, like, being able to do whatever you want, then why did you even need to stay with me? And then she thought that the gift certificate at the end of it all was kind of, like, a wash over, like, all of the...
See, Sonia, like, toggles stuff between being, like, super flaky and flighty and saying random things.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll say something that actually means something. But then she's immediately being like, whoa, oh, you know, I don't care. I've got my night with my boys on Wednesday.
It's too wrapped up in all
I mean,
these
if she
thoughts.
Can just, like, come down to planet Earth, mm-hmm. like, she's fun. You can be, like, flaky, flighty, Grey Gardens, whatever you want to do.
When the time calls for it.
When the time calls for it. But when you're, like, trying to have a serious conversation with somebody, like, be real
Get
with
your
them.
Thoughts. Write it down if you don't have it in your brain.
It's almost like she gets, like, nervous or something, and her, so like, too. Go-to is just to be like, well, whatever, you know, I'm just crazy and fun, and she's I just not, love life.
Yeah,
and
she's not very, like, loquacious when it comes to her thoughts.
I don't know what that word means.
Like, you're not very smooth and concise and...
Loquacious.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, you're yes, not delivering vocab. The message properly. Yeah, so true. She gets all like...
I did like that Bethany was, like, kind of pep-talking her.
I did,
do
too.
Like that Bethany was taking her under her wing because it is true. When someone's a pariah, Ramona is like, peace out. She wants to be on the good guys team. She
That's
wants
true.
To be... where the gang is at, and everyone's pissed at Sonia right now, yeah. and it sucks that she's not going to have her friends back.
Right, right. Her one lady in jail.
Yeah.
The one that when you're getting
prison
in the fight,
bitch.
The prison bitch, you're going to need that girl in the back to
yeah, well, it's
help
not
you shank.
Ramona. She may be shanking somebody, but it's not someone who's
no,
attacking
it's Sonia.
Yeah, she's probably Sonia. Yeah, so like they go to this party, which, you know, like I love a good season episode, so I love that there's all the Christmas trees.
I know.
And I was like, and then it's like a beautiful store.
Yes.
So, Crazy Missy was there. How?
Well, it was really weird. Did you see how she brought that guy and then called Luann over to be like, oh, my friend really likes you. Like,
she's so weird.
That's really weird. After all of the interaction that you and Luann have had over Tom, like to then set her up with another guy, that's weird.
She was like, you look really good. Did you color your hair?
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Keep it light. Keep it cute, Missy. Like, you're being weird.
Weird.
You could tell that she was, like, kind of, like, anxious to be around Countess, but just keep it light.
Sure. Do you think that Ramona did it on purpose?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like Ramona always, whenever Missy is around.
Yeah.
Ramona is, she just has a treasure chest full of friends, and, like, Missy always is the one
out.
Just sitting on top. Whenever Luann
I know,
is
she... freaked out when Missy arrived at her party. She was like all over her.
I like your hair.
So Sonia tries to go and talk to Ramona and basically be like, you know,
right.
I wish you would have had my back. And yeah. then it just kind of like irritated me that Ramona was like, well, I wasn't there when you and your husband went through your divorce. But I'm like, but yeah, you know what was said.
Exactly. You've been friends long enough to know the story.
You know the story. Yeah. So that was just crappy. She's just not being a very good friend.
She's not.
Which is interesting because Ramona also blamed Bethany for not being a good friend. Now Ramona's not being a good friend.
Yes, this is true. Well, Ramona always steps in it.
Well, and she's like in Sonia's face. She was being so ridiculous, like yelling back at her. And then she just runs away and she's like, oh, she's out to lunch. She's out to lunch.
I don't know.
Just wait. You know what, though? This is going to be like this for a little bit. And
it's
then
true.
Tables are going to flip.
It always does.
Because then, okay, so we see in the next episode that Bethany's planning a trip to Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to invite Dorinda. But Dorinda gets like super hammered at dinner. And then Bethany's like, you're not going to Puerto Rico. And then what did Dorinda say? Like, you ruin everything.
You ruin everything. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, okay.
I kind of think that they're in Puerto Rico at that point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like whatever is happening the next day, then she doesn't want her to come.
Oh.
Which
at
is
what
even
point,
more awkward.
Don't get me wrong. I am highly entertained by Dorinda. But at what point are we going to... what's the word I'm looking for?
Self-analyze?
No, just... She is a drunk. I mean...
I know.
She gets wasted and she...
You can't even understand
she
her.
She screams at people.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of funny and entertaining. I enjoy it. But, like, if that were my friend, and if every time she got drunk, she was reaming me out or just acting like an idiot, I would be like, okay, we need to talk.
I thought the same thing. And because that seeing that preview for next week really did make me think, oh, my God, this is happening a lot.
She sure is the first to call people out about their problems.
Yeah.
And Sonia is losing it. And da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, well.
Glass houses.
Yeah. Look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
I love you, Dorinda, but, I mean.
I know. It gets a little bit much.
I would be mortified.
But you see yourself season after season like this. What is this, her third season?
Yeah,
now?
But this is like she's pretty hammered. I mean, I think like that Halloween
when you
party.
See past seasons, and you know, like that these instances have happened.
Maybe she just thinks it's funny or something.
Maybe she just thinks I make it nice.
I mean, it's definitely job security. It's the drunker she gets, and when she screams at people, she'll be back. Homegirl will be back season after season
till everyone turns on her.
So we need to talk about Southern Charm.
Yes.
It is lit, fam.
It's Naomi is life.
She is, there needs to be monuments resurrected.
She is so good at the shade.
She is like, owning.
It's not even shade that she does behind people's back. She's good at just the front, forward.
Like, do you know, it's like some people like try so hard to be like the cool girl.
Uh-huh.
She owns the fact that she's like, you know what? True. I'm going to feel these feelings and this is going to happen. This is shaking down. So this is all leading up to a party, a Halloween party thrown by Austin and Peyton, who is Shep's ex.
Yeah, from relationship.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, I don't even understand. So Peyton and Austin are friends, and that's why they're throwing a party together. Because she was like, she was introducing herself to people. Like, she didn't know anybody at that party.
Correct.
Because she just randomly moved to Charleston.
Correct. So when she was here in
Charleston, corner the dog boutique market
on relationship, on relationship, Shep brought Peyton and, like, I guess maybe another girl or something to Charleston. And so that is when
I fell in love with Charleston.
Exactly. Yes.
So tell me your thoughts on Peyton.
This is my theory.
Yeah.
We met Peyton on relationship in LA. She was working for Vanderpump Dogs. So she was obviously out in LA for a reason.
Well, sure. Okay. So
she's from the South originally. I don't know.
We have dissected that she has a model body.
Yes.
That's what she has. She has a model body. So is she out there to model?
I'm thinking that's the way it was leaning. She wanted to go the LA route, the Hollywood career, and fell into the reality television scene with relationship. Came to Charleston, saw the crossover with Southern Charm, and now she's kind of landed in the cast.
What a stalker.
It's a little chess playing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my career started via this way.
That's so corny, though. I mean, it just doesn't seem I mean, I know that a lot of these crossover things are very forced, but this is, she literally moved across the country.
Right, and then moved back.
Because I just fell in love with Charleston.
But that's the thing. She moved to LA and then moved back to the other side of the country because this is how it went on TV. So that's my theory.
So Naomi finds out that Craig at one point. So wait, where did he meet Peyton? And this is after she and Shep broke up.
Right. It looked like it was just at a party or something.
And Austin apparently said, like, this is the first girl who I was attracted to after Naomi,
well,
who I would
Chelsea
think of.
Chelsea was doing Craig's hair. And Craig said to Chelsea that after Naomi, this was the first time that he's ever, like, wanted to pursue anything.
Why?
Yeah. After meeting Peyton. So Naomi, when they're all at lunch, Chelsea says this in front of Shep and Austin.
Yeah.
And Naomi is seeing red. She's like, give me all the extended family's addresses.
Just like, do my eyes look psycho?
Yes.
I just kind of want to, like, forward. Can we just forward right to the party? Or wait, no, we should talk about T-Rav and how much he needs to be off of the show.
Yeah.
He's disgusting. He goes out to dinner with Whitney, who just also needs to be off the show. and Patricia, who needs to stay on the show because I love her.
Yes.
I know. Like, Whitney can leave. We get to keep your mom.
Whitney's only on the show because he's an executive producer or a producer.
That's
of the
why
show.
He has no storyline. That's why he's so boring.
Right, because he can edit it.
He's like a lamp. He's just an accessory.
Uh-huh. He's really just there because of his mom.
Yeah, his mom is awesome. Uh-huh. So they go out to dinner, and Patricia's saying about how, like, you know, guys don't get married, and disgusting T-Rav, who looked like he hadn't showered in weeks, was like, mm-hmm. Well, why do you buy the cow when you get the milk for free? Yep. I'm like, I'm going to vomit.
I know. And then he starts dragging his current girlfriend, Ashley.
Oh, and said that she's, what, too forward? She's not very subtle.
Yeah. Subtle. Yeah. Apparently, he's like, I've now seen another side of her.
He's so gross. And this is, like, coming up, by the way, guys. Let's talk about how he is now. There's a story that in 2015, he sexually assaulted his Tinder date.
Yes. And now, because it's like, apparently, he paid $20,000 to this woman.
Or $200,000.
Was it
$200,000.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Even more. Jeez.
I know, but I mean, it was like a pretty big payout. And I guess that, because I read the article, it was the daughter that was pushing mm-hmm. the mom who was assaulted.
Right.
And they were afraid because, like, in Charleston, he has money. He is
exactly.
a person. So somebody doesn't just pay out $200,000 if they didn't do anything.
Wow.
He's so
zero.
Disgusting. Like, Andy Cohen, please just step in. Like, in the sake of women everywhere, he is so foul. Like, the storyline that he brings isn't even good. I would take JD 10,000 times over his disgusting ass.
They're two of a kind, but I agree.
But I mean, he's just, like, so gross. I mean, he, like, makes me want to vom. So we go to the Halloween party. Should we talk about the costumes?
Yes, let's do a little recap.
Okay, so we have, is Catherine a mermaid?
Catherine's a mermaid. She has like a sequin dress on.
Chelsea is a punk rock chick.
Punk rocker, yep. Yep, she has a little nose ring and some purple hair, tattoos.
Naomi is...
I don't remember her name.
Mia Wallace.
Mia Wallace, that's
from
it.
Pulp Fiction, and she looked awesome. She almost, she like kind of, she gives me Uma Thurman vibes, totally.
Especially this during this whole episode.
Thomas, what was Thomas?
Was he a pirate too?
Maybe a pirate? I don't know. Craig was a pirate. Shep was a pirate. Austin was a chick magnet. Yeah, it was a shirt with chicks and
ducks
a magnet.
Ducks on it.
Ducks. He's a duck magnet from here on out. And Peyton was there as an avatar unicorn. Or a unicorn, but she looked like an avatar.
But she was all green and she looks like an avatar.
So, if you were to give a first place for costume, who's going to win the costume contest?
Naomi, hands down.
She's pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the unicorn stuff, but they're right. Unicorns aren't blue.
They're white.
Yeah, or they're like a light pink.
Or rainbow.
Yeah, or like white with like pink sparkles.
Yeah.
She just totally...
She missed the mark on the colors.
She missed the mark. Mm-hmm. Missed opportunity, Peyton.
Yeah, could have really done it.
So Naomi lights Peyton up.
So before...
I was wondering how they were going to get into it, too. And she stepped into it.
Well, before they were even there, they were at Naomi's house, like pre-gaming. It was like Chelsea and Catherine. And Chelsea's like, I am nervous to have you meet Peyton. And yeah. Naomi's like, I'm not nervous. She was like, I'm ready for it.
Ready to do the thing.
Right. So they get there and they spent like what seems like a good amount of time not interacting whatsoever. And then Naomi is with Chelsea at the bar and Austin comes up. Peyton's on the other side and Austin uses this as an opportunity to introduce Naomi and Peyton.
I mean, there wasn't even anything said to a jump off.
It was like names, and then it was like thirsty much.
Yeah. And then Naomi's like, so what are you doing here?
Right.
So she must be referring to the fact that Peyton was on Relationship.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, so you were on that show. What are you doing here? Mm-hmm. Because like, so she dated Shep. She comes here. She's talking to Austin. Mm-hmm. She finds out that, you know, like Craig and her maybe have something going on.
Yep.
And Naomi is like, my problem with you is that you are thirsty. I can see a thirsty girl. What did she say about the dog boutique thing?
She goes, oh, you moved to Charleston because Charleston is such a hub for dog boutiques. Like, oh.
I mean, she didn't even skip a beat. I don't think there was any editing there. I really think that Naomi just like went in on her.
She's like, I see right through you. I see what you're trying to do. You're a social climber. You're using all of these guys. And Peyton is just like,
And then she starts crying.
Who are you? She's like, who are you to say this? She's like, well, I'm from Charleston. I've known these people for 8 years. And she's like, so you think you're better than me? And Amy's like, yep, I do think I'm better than you.
I do.
And that's when Peyton starts falling.
Yeah, and then she like runs away. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Like, if Naomi maybe should have said she was better than her, but I understand the vibes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, it's like, it's very apparent that Naomi and Craig are not good together, but I don't think that they want to be apart quite yet, at least.
It's too raw.
Yeah, right. So Naomi, and she is...
She's coming for it.
Vicious.
Yeah.
She's like a little chihuahua. So the next episode, what is the next one going to be?
We see... So Naomi's family opened a new restaurant in Charleston, and so they're having like a little gathering party sort of thing. Peyton shows up again. We see that. That was basically like the big gist, not anything crazy.
I feel like these episodes this week were kind of, you know,
fillers.
They were fillers, but the good news is there's a filler and then we've got the pinnacle. We're going up the mountain.
Oh, true. Yeah.
And then we're going to come back down. Then there's a lot of more boring ones.
Well, I mean, at least we got a little fight with Naomi and Peyton in Southern Charm.
That was amazing.
That was good.
I enjoyed that. So, do you have a rose and a thorn? I'm going to eat something really quick.
I have a rose because I thought it was so funny when Tom Schwartz was getting ready for the Tom Tom party and he's in the bathroom and he's talking to his two dogs that are sitting on the bed and he was like, dogs, growing up now, time to be an adult. I'm getting ready. I'm going to be a business owner. I just thought it was cute that he was talking to the dogs about him growing up.
That was cute.
Yeah. And my thorn was JD is Donald Trump.
Ugh.
Yeah. And Naomi's reaction was also awesome. She's like, ugh.
He's the worst person ever.
All right.
My rose is when Sheena told Rob that she was just going to wear a hard hat to bed, and he just blatantly ignored her.
Just twice.
Like, twice.
Ignored her. Just didn't even acknowledge her whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And Peter's face behind her, like, when she first said it, he, like, backed off. Like,
oh, Peter. You know, Peter reminds me of someone I know, and I literally cannot place who it is.
Oh, funny.
And I can't, I don't know. Mm. I'm super glad I brought that up. There's no point to that. I don't have a thorn. My other rose is going to be when Cameron said that Peyton looked like a Nordic alien to her face.
That was good.
Was she like thinking it was a compliment?
Well, the Nordic part probably, but when you see alien, you know exactly what you're talking about because her eyes are very separated.
And so that is actually what happened. That is what Peyton has.
Yes.
Ooh, this guac is good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hopefully we'll have like a more interesting puppies wine and around. Snacks.
Come on, Bravo, give it to us.
Oh, I know. And seriously, get T-Rav off the show. We do like a huge, like, get him off the show episode.
Like a petition we should start?
Yeah.
Well, after these assault accusations, it's probably going to be short-lived. They don't take that stuff very heavy. Like, think about all the other reality television shows. Do you know of anyone else that has those kind of accusations that's stayed? I can't think of anyone.
I'm trying to think of anyone from Bravo. I don't know. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
All right. Puppies, wine, and snacks. I'm Katie. Radio 1.
I'm Cotlin. Cotlin Stack 1.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.